Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by JB Huskers. JB, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Not bad. Tommy out on assignment, healing up after losing his voice after cheering at the Pop-Tarts Bowl last week. Finally, we have a little bit of information on the horizon. We have found out today, according to 24/7 Sports, Brandon Marcello, it is expected on Monday, on the same date as the national championship game, that EA will release an update on development and potentially new images of the game. That, according to sources to 24/7 Sports. So what should we expect? Let's go to Matt Brown, what he had to say about that. Matt Brown's been pretty connected using Freedom of Information Act requests to schools, also some sources at EA. He weighed in. A member of the community asked him, can you confirm the rumor that the release date will be given during the national championship game? I had not seen that, but I've seen other people question that. I don't know the original source. Matt says, I can't. I've also heard a lot of pushback from EA land about anything big happening on Monday. I think fans should keep expectations very low on any immediate official communication. Like, nobody should expect an outright trailer. He also goes on to say, the timeline that has been communicated to me multiple times by people in and around EA has been to share more concrete official information later in February and March and into the spring. Nothing has changed with the game's expected release date and development. That meaning, and Matt's been very insistent on this, this game is still coming summer 2024. So let's look real quickly and see what the community wants out of this trailer. After we've heard in 24/7 Sports saying we're going to get information, Matt Brown says we should probably temper our expectations. What does the community want to see? Let's get to that real quickly here. We asked the community on Twitter, what do you want or hope to see on Monday? Undercover Brother 6. Maybe they're giving us a confirmed release date. I know it's way too early to expect gameplay, but I can't wait. Kyle Sheaf says, I hope the trailer will come out and see the marching bands in the game too. Taylor Malone, wouldn't be shocked if a release date and pre-orders become available. Maybe the tiniest of teaser trailers. Over on YouTube, three comments. Stats85, yes, he's excited. Robert Fiscus 144, I'm hoping for a release date. So excited for this game to come out. And Emilio Aldaco, fire emojis all across the screen. And on Instagram, B-Twice Runnin'-ish says he wants a trailer. JB, what do you expect to see on Monday after hearing all that, after hearing what 24/7 says, after what Matt Brown has said, and even some of the community expectations? What do you expect to see on Monday?
You know, it's been so long since we've had a time frame of things to come. I don't even remember if we had trailers around the time of the national championship game. I always thought, like, I remember at least maybe 12 or 13, we had a screenshot of RG3, and that was all we had. So I would expect maybe a screenshot, but I don't know if we'd have a full blown trailer. I don't know if they ever did a full blown trailer by this time, going into the second week of July. I would expect that they're probably still trying to, outside of other issues like certifications and stuff like that that you have to go through now with Microsoft and Sony. I don't know if it's any how much different it is from now to 10 years ago, but I would assume that they're going to probably still aim for the second Tuesday in July. So I would assume at this point just a screenshot probably or something. I don't think it's going to be anything major. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have they done trailers this early before?
That is a good question. You actually segue into the next segment very nicely, JB. I went back and looked, and I could not remember exactly when did the first NCAA Football 14 info and even previous editions of the game, when did the first information come out? Looking at NCAA Football 14, I dug deep into the archives of the Gaming Tailgate. I had to blow off a lot of dust and go through a lot of cobwebs to get here, but I found it.
What bunker did you find this in?
I had forgotten that the cover vote for NCAA Football 14 started in the winter. It started very early. Now, that was not game information directly, but we did get to vote on the cover. Every year, there's some kind of article that comes out that usually gives some game news. Back in March of 2013, an article from the Daily Mail in Charleston, West Virginia, let us know that EA had visited with West Virginia staffers to get more access on recruiting. That almost echoes what we had a few months ago with Ari Wasserman kind of spilling the beans that EA had met with media members and college football coaches, former and present, to kind of learn more and share what they're working on to get it realistic. So 10 years apart, we're still getting kind of similar things going on here. The cover vote happened in March, and it was around the first week of April we got the first screenshot, and I had forgotten completely what the first screenshot was for NCAA 14. It was on their Facebook account, a picture of USC and Oregon. It came with the added comment of one cut, infinite possibilities, which confirmed at the time the Infinity Engine. Going back in time, looking a little more, in NCAA 13, April 2nd is when the information came out. Way back in NCAA 09 was a unique one. It was April 3rd. So it has three games I found just digging a little bit. First week of April seems to be when all heck breaks loose. NCAA 09 was the one that we talked about this a few podcasts ago. EA came out and they gave all the features, just a few words of each. Like it said Online Dynasty, it said Mascot Mashup, Custom Stadium Sounds, Roster Sharing, no information. That was a unique one in terms of they gave all that information on April 3rd, and then we had to wait, every couple of weeks to get details and confirmation of what those actual features meant. So to answer your question, it seems like early April. So that does go with what Matt Brown said, where he had mentioned, February, March, and even into the spring. So I would think that what we're going to get on Monday may not satisfy a lot of people. It seems like that early April is going to be really the time frame we're looking for.
Yeah, it's, I thought maybe a screenshot, but hell, those weren't even until April. So, I remember back in the day when we would used to go to the community days, those would start in January. So they wouldn't even start until January. And then we would kind of go all the way up until about April. So I don't know. I would just expect, I don't know. It may be maybe features, maybe. I mean, again, this is going to be year one after 10 years off. It could be there may not be much in feature wise to put on the back of the box, just outside of the fact that it's back. So, I really don't, there may not be nothing. There might not be no news.
My gut says that we'll probably get what we've had basically for the last 3 years. Back on February 2nd of 21, when it announced it was coming back, it was an ESPN.com interview with the EA. No screens at that time. Then November of 22, again, another interview with ESPN.com. We had three screenshots, one in-game of Brutus Buckeye, one of the Brutus Buckeye model, and another of Michigan Stadium through various stages of the lighting and just the models in action, basically. So my gut says it's probably going to be very similar to that. It's going to be an ESPN.com article interview and maybe a screen or two. And as we've mentioned on recent podcasts, we're under the impression no players are licensed yet, because I'm pretty sure that would get out. Unless it's a NFL player, say an Ultimate Team format, as we've mentioned, as you and Tommy, I believe, have brought up, maybe we get a picture of that. But I don't know that we're in a position yet to get a current player in a uniform, and they may be hesitant to put anything even remotely close to that for the scrutiny they get. So that's why I'm thinking a trailer is probably still a ways off. Even a teaser trailer is probably a ways off. One other thing that came to mind was, in my opinion, and you can let me know if you agree or disagree, I think EA is going to focus on making sure that college football doesn't cannibalize Madden, or vice versa, in any way possible. Madden usually has a pretty big discount on the game around the Super Bowl. I believe they've done that the last 2 or 3 years, where the game drops in price pretty significantly for a week or two. They push it around the Super Bowl, comes with usually Ultimate Team packs, if I remember correctly. So I can't think that any big game info is going to come out until after that sale. They still want to get Madden, this one last push for the year. So I think that's why Monday's release is probably going to be relatively light. I think it's going to be more, hey, we're still working on it. We might get some big feature stuff, but I don't think they want to hurt Madden. And another thing to keep in mind is the release date. Will we get a release date? My gut says no, because we're theoretically about 6 months out if you keep with the traditional release date timing. NCAA typically released on the second Tuesday of July. This year, that would be July 9th. In my opinion, expect some tweaks to one or both of release dates for college football or Madden. Give games, both of them, time to breathe. They want people to spend the $70 on each. They don't want to lose out on $140 for big football fans. So I think game design wise, it would not shock me if the two games tie into each other. Maybe you can export your player into Madden, for example, like we had in the past. But I don't think they're going to want to have the release dates too close together. So that means either college football is going to be moved up earlier, or Madden's going to be moved back later. And I think more than likely Madden will probably get a week or two later. For example, Madden 24 came out August 18th. And I went back in time and looked at Madden 25, which really was Madden 14, but they called it 25 for the 25th anniversary year. And that came out August 27th. So it would not shock me if Madden gets back to a late August, maybe even early September launch. It's just one of those things to keep in mind. Will we hear release date on Monday? My gut says no, but it is a possibility. JB, what do you think about those points?
Well, Well, especially now, a lot of games release on Friday as opposed to Tuesday as they used to. So, and even on Thursday. And so
it's early release stuff too, if you pay extra.
Yeah. And there's not a, and you know, with EA Play still in effect, I think they will probably have something similar where you could play early. And so it'd be a Friday release date. Maybe it comes out still on Tuesday, the second Tuesday possibly. But, you know, release dates are not concrete on Tuesday anymore. So that's another thing to think about. That's and true. So do they really, you know, are they really caring about that second Tuesday in July? How many people really casually even know about that? Nobody's probably, you know, outside of the diehards, I don't think they even remember that. So I don't think we're going to look at the second, you know, either way you think it, that they may do that just as a nod to the past, but not many games come out on Tuesday anymore. The majority is on Friday now. So, and then you got to throw in the pass. So I don't know how Madden worked this year, but I, you know, maybe it may have been Friday and then Monday is when it released. I don't know, but it's all fluid now. It's not a, it's not a set Tuesday. So,
I think the
on top of that, the certification, like I said before, the certifications and everything like that, you're not going to, I don't think you're going to get a concrete release date this far out.
I don't either. Go back to your point on Madden. If you had pre-ordered it or paid for the extra version you got on the 15th, everyone else got it on the 18th. So like you said, there's a good chance that we're going to have two release dates to kind of stagger it out. And college football has a unique situation with having the name, image, likeness issue for the first time. Maybe they get pushed back to give the developers more time to aid in roster acquisition and implementation. I think that's going to be a huge challenge because it's got to come together pretty quick whenever those contracts start going out once the rosters start settling down around spring. And to be fair, rosters don't even settle down around spring because then you usually get another wave of portal guys, guys who see where they stand in the spring and realize, okay, this isn't this isn't the place for me. So there's another wave of guys that leave. And right now, as we record this, you know, the portal's somewhat wrapping up for the winter session, but realistically the portal never ends. It just kind of slows down.
And this is a whole new system now too, of course. You know, you did not see that many stars transfer, let alone just players, but I mean you're seeing tenfold on every team, and and it's even bigger on quarterbacks. You'll see a quarterback probably play for three schools by the time they're done.
Dylan Gabriel, like a great player, but he's going to be at three schools by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, and you know, a guy like in the national title game in Penix, I mean, he's been at a couple schools. So, you know, it's a whole different animal now, which is something we don't know how EA is going to tackle that.
Right.
Now, we've known that the portal has been a whole different animal for a couple years now. That'd be kind of a cool thing to see if they would release on Monday of how they're tackling the transfer portal in NCAA. But again, I would not expect much at all, to be honest with you.
I think it's more of a, just to let us know there's still out there. It is kind of surprising that they put those screens out way back in November of 22. I was under the impression, just maybe just bad assumption on my part, I thought they would continue with screens somewhat regularly, maybe every few months. But now we're pushing, you know, it's been almost, what, 15 months since they did that. So it's one of those, we would think that this maybe would break the ice and we get more content regularly. But I go back to what we, you know, I looked in the past. We might not get much now until February, March, or if not early, first part of April. One thing I wanted to mention is kind of my hopes for whatever they do on Monday or just in the near future. I hope EA pulls the Band-Aid off early in terms of mentioning what features from, say, NCAA Football 14 will not be included. Some examples are, we've had a lot of fans asking over the last few months about Team Builder. And just in the last week or so, we've had a couple gentlemen hit us up in the DMs asking us, do you have any clue if there's going to be a PC version? And one of them came out and said, you know, I don't really want to buy a console. I want to know if there's going to be a PC version. As of right now, we have no clue. Talking with them, you know, of course, with Madden being on PC this year, there's a little bit of hope. But then you think about first year of college football back, plus the fear of any kind of modding on there. That kind of, maybe that's not a very good chance that college football is on PC. But I hope EA, and I know I'm not thinking it'll happen Monday. I think Monday is going to be all positive stuff that comes out. And I think even probably the February, March, April stuff is going to be very positive, just, you know, what's in. But I hope they will pull the Band-Aid off relatively early at some point and let people know if, just for example, if there's no PC version or if Team Builder's not in, or you know, heaven forbid, if Online Dynasty's not, you know, or Carol, just something like that. Let us know earlier than later. You know, the longer it gets drawn out, the negativity usually swells or builds a little bit. Just let us know earlier than later, but I do not expect any bad news on Monday.
No, I think, you know, the people expecting team builder, that's a pipe dream at this point. Mm-hmm. There are so many other things that you got to perfect, especially the new transfer portal system,
right,
with is prevalent as it is in college football now. And you got to, obviously you got to make sure your online dynasty works. That's going to be the other, you know, there's a lot of other things that have to be working that you have not touched in 10 years, but released.
But you're right.
As it has a not final been built product
or used in 10 years.
Yeah. And team builder, absolutely not. PC, I mean, you brought the point up of modding. On top of that, how many EA titles are on PC? There has been a stretch that Madden was not on PC.
Right. It wasn't until this year that they finally made, you know, matching version to the next gen versions.
You know, is FIFA even on PC?
That I don't know. I know
FC now.
EA is trying to get back into more PC stuff, but then just the whole modding point is almost enough, in my personal opinion, to put it, like, I would not get hopes up, but I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I especially year one, I would absolutely not have your hopes up for a PC version, just because of EA's track record with PC versions.
Right.
You know, I just, not that they're against the PC community or anything like that. It's just the fact that there's hardly ever been releases in the EA sports world on PC.
I know a long time ago that one of the concerns was, you know, the pirating of the PC games. So that's why I think they stay away from for the longest time until I think technology let them be able to, you know, put out versions and it's not so easily shared or hacked or spread for free. So they can still make money on it, which I get it, because they don't want to waste their time on development if they're getting nothing in return. So with that, we're going to wrap up tonight's show. If you liked it, make sure you leave a like or a comment or a subscribe. We appreciate it. We're everywhere you want podcasts. We're on YouTube. In the comments, let us know what you hope or what you expect that we'll hear on Monday. We will be back on Monday. Hopefully Tommy with us. Hopefully he'll be recovered. Hopefully he'll be 100%. So JB, to wrap up the show, who do you have winning the championship Monday night? Who do you think will win? Who do you want to win, Michigan or Washington?
Obviously, I want Washington to win. That's the team I've liked the best out of the four teams in the playoff. Michigan is favored by 4.5 at this point going into January 4th. I think Washington is going to cover, though I've got friends that think that Michigan's going to blow them out. They're thinking that Washington won't be able to stop Michigan. But, you know, when a team looks invincible, I think sometimes you look the other way.
Right.
And
right.
The way Penix played against Texas, I think he can duplicate that against Michigan. Mm-hmm. I look to be at least a close game that they're going to cover. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I want them to win, but I think they're going to win too. I think it's going to be one of those, everybody expects one thing and it's going to go the other, and that's going to be solely on the arm of Penix. Now, if the running back for Washington would be out of this game, that might be a different story. But at the same time, it didn't really rely on the run against Texas either. I mean, it was all Penix that took it over. So I'm gonna go out on a limb and go against the majority and go against Connor Stallions, and I'm gonna go against what seems to be an invincible team. And I think I think Washington's gonna pull it off on their way to the Big Ten next year.
I want Washington to win because I think their fans would appreciate it more. I think the Michigan, a lot of what has happened this year, not necessarily with their fans, but you know, Harbaugh was out half the year. The Connor Stallions thing kind of left a bad taste in a lot of fans' mouths. So I think I'm rooting for Washington to win for that reason. I'm going to pick Michigan. I think their lines are just bigger and stronger, but Washington's really good. And it is amazing how quickly Washington built up under a new coach in 2 years to get to this point. So, I mean, and it's also a Big Ten preview. Like you said, they were going to find out real quickly how, you know, if Washington, I know it's not fair, but there's going to be, can they compete right away in the Big Ten next year? If they beat Michigan this year, then I think, you know, Washington's going to be a problem for the Big Ten. If Michigan goes out and does win this handily, like you said, some people are predicting, I think a lot of those Pac-12 schools are going to be wondering, what are we getting into here if our best goes and gets blown out? So there's a lot of good storylines here for this game. And like you said, maybe we'll get another picture of Connor Stallions in the crowd like we got at the Rose Bowl last week.
Yeah, like the you know, you look at the old fancy ESPN board, they got Michigan at 74.3%, which is a pretty wide margin there. Line still at 4.5, but yeah, it opened at 3.5, so that tells you that the bettors are putting it on Michigan as well. So I'm saying everybody's going one way. I'm going to go the other and go with Washington here.
I think that means they know that Michigan has been scouted really well. So
thank you, Connor.
For JB, I'm CDJ. Tommy will hopefully join us, and we'll see you on Monday. We can't wait. Hopefully the game news delivers, and we'll be here to talk about it Monday night.